the rest of the story. The soybean is an old, old friend. Prehistoric Asians grew soybeans, and for thousands of years on that continent, that crop would rank second only to rice as an essential food. It was not until the 20th century that soybeans found their way to the United States. At first, they were used for cattle forage and then as cheap fertilizer. But interest waned until the 1930s, for it was at the very beginning of that decade that Hank discovered the soybean. Everything new ought to have somebody like Hank standing behind it, sticking up for it. For Hank personally, soybeans became an obsession, a cause in search of a crusader. The more he learned about this uncomplicated-looking little vegetable, the more fascinated and enthusiastic he became. He learned, for example, that soybeans actually added precious nitrogen to the soil in which they grew, that they were incredibly resistant to drought, that they would flourish virtually anywhere in the country, and most significantly, that the soybean offered a phenomenal variety of byproducts. During 1932 and 33, Hank invested more than $1 million in soybean research. On 8,000 acres of farmland, he grew 300 varieties of soybeans. Hank shared the results of his soybean experiments by conducting exhibitions and demonstrations. At the Chicago World's Fair in 1933, he set up a processing machine and converted a ton of soybeans into 1,600 pounds of protein meal and 400 pounds of oil. Also on display was an amazing assortment of items, all of which Hank had produced with soybeans. Buttons and ashtrays, soaps and glues and varnishes and paints and powders and tabletops and steering wheels, and the much intrigued public had seen nothing yet. 4 years later, scientists employed by Hank developed a fiber from soybean protein, and so to the wide range of viscid fluids and solid materials created from soybeans, Hank added textiles. 1939 New York World's Fair exhibited Hank's soybean blankets and upholstery and clothing. The innovator himself subsequently appeared in an outfit made entirely of soy fabric. Now, Hank's greatest interest in this versatile vegetable related to its earliest use as food. He knew that the composition of cow's milk and soybean milk was essentially the same, although soybean milk was more easily digested. He knew that soybeans were high in vitamins A and D, and that 1 pound of soybeans contained as much protein as 2 pounds of beefsteak. In fact, Hank's research so convinced him of the soybean's dietary merits that his meals often included nothing else. Soybean hors d'oeuvres, soybean soup, soybean bread, soybean croquettes, soybean pie, soybean coffee, soybean cookies, and even soybean ice cream. Before today, you may never have given soybeans much thought. From now on, when you think of soybeans, I hope you'll think of Hank. He grew them. He played with them. He pondered them. He promoted them. He practically worshipped them. And he might have devoted his whole life to them had he not found time for another interest, the automobile. For you see, Hank, the Sultan of Soy, that Hank was Henry Ford. And now you know the rest of the story.